Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I've got a great guest today. One of our pastors, Pastor Phoenix, is with us today, and we're going to talk to you today out of the topic of the power of sacrifice. What is sacrifice? What does the Bible say about sacrifice? What does God want us to sacrifice? A lot of times when you think of the word sacrifice, you know, that word kind of has a negative connotation to it. When you think of sacrifice, you know, there's probably all kinds of thoughts that run through your mind. And so we want to just talk about the power of sacrifice, because I believe that Phoenix is a perfect example and the epitome of what sacrifice is. And let's read, Phoenix, Romans chapter 12 for our audience's sake. You know, the scripture says in Romans chapter 12, it says, offer up a sacrifice unto God, holy and pleasing. So when you think about those words, offer up a sacrifice. So God is asking us to offer up sacrifices unto him. Obviously, we're not in the Old Testament time where we, you know, kill oxen and bulls. There was one ultimate sacrifice, and that was Jesus Christ. He paid the ultimate sacrifice. However, the sacrifice is such a powerful thing. I think sometimes we don't understand the power of sacrifice, or maybe we've gotten away from it. We live in such a society where we're so self-absorbed and we think of ourselves and, you know, what's in it for me, or what am I going to get out of it? And so sacrifice is just such a powerful, powerful thing that I live, you know, in that state of sacrifice. And then there's also a wrong way to sacrifice, right? So we're going to talk about that, especially if you're a leader, you're watching me. You know, I believe that every leader needs to understand the power of sacrifice, because you have to give up something in order to gain something. You know, whether it's your time, you know, you're going to gain something in return. Now, there's a power in how we sacrifice. So we're going to talk about sacrifice, because even in the evil, you know, kingdom of darkness, you know, sacrifice is powerful as well. So you'll see other religions, and they'll go in fastings for days, weeks, months, and they will fast and fast. Satanic worshipers actually offer up sacrifices because they understand the power of sacrifice. Because whether it's in a good way or in a bad way, there is power in sacrifice. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the power. And that goes for the kingdom of God as well as the kingdom of darkness. And so it saddens me sometimes as believers, because other religions will understand that. And yet we have Christians that don't want to sacrifice a few days to get closer to God when it comes to fasting. So I believe that the body of Christ has to be enlightened. And you all have to understand what is sacrifice. What is the power of sacrifice? I believe that sacrifice to God, Phoenix, is not in vain. It is not in vain. Mm-hmm. There's power in that. So we're going to give you guys what kind of sacrifice can we give to God, and what power is there in sacrifice? You know, it leads me to say this before I want you to jump in here, because you do sacrifice on a weekly basis, Phoenix. That's something that you come and you serve God. You sacrifice your time, and you do it from a heart that loves God. So I want you to talk to the audience, and I want you to answer these questions for us. You know, what compels you to sacrifice every week? What compels you to come in Saturdays, you know, where you give up your time on a Saturday and come intercede? What compels you to come and, you know, serve alongside me and be interceding and covering and all the things that you do backstage that perhaps nobody sees? You're not on the stage. You're not on a microphone. You're not front and center. But yet in the backstage of your life, you're constantly giving to God. Tell me and tell the audience for me the power of sacrifice. Why do you do it?
The main thing I do it, I just always remember what God did for me in my life.
Wow.
He was the ultimate sacrifice. But the revelation of knowing him to do that for me, and everything he gave up so I could live and have this life that I'm now living, I'm just very, very grateful to God. Wow. And I'm grateful and thankful, because when I think of how I lived before, I would not ever want to go back there. So, and I've seen how far he's brought me, and I'm so grateful to God.
Wow.
And I want to cry because he's brought me this far. I've been in church for quite some time, and I always get reminded of where he took me out of, and that has been why I give to him, because why not? You know, he's loved me so much and taken care of me and my family because of the sacrifice I've given to him. There is power in sacrifice. There's protection, you know. There is more presence of more presence. There's access, you know. And but I don't do it because of that. I just do it because, you know, he's been so good to me.
Yeah.
And you know, even in my walk with God, there was times when it was like, man, that's a lot of like time and stuff. But I still wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I still wanted to give to him. And I still wanted to experience. I didn't want to miss out, you know, on what he wanted to do in my life and other people's lives. I didn't want to miss out when we were asked, you know, to do more. Or, and it wasn't even about doing more. It was just like, well, you know, it's something else that I have to give up because I want to see what he has for everybody, you know?
Yeah. I think you said something so key. You said two things. Number one, you said that you don't do it to get. Now, let's talk about Saul for a moment, because Saul in 1 Samuel, the Bible says that Samuel comes up to Saul and tells Saul something so important. He said, Saul, it's better to obey than to offer up sacrifice. And that's not to say that God doesn't want us to sacrifice our time, maybe our days, you know, because it is a sacrifice to get up early and praise him. It's sometimes a sacrifice. That's why David said, you know, I offer up sacrifices unto God. What was he saying? Well, my body doesn't want to do it. My flesh doesn't want to do it. I probably would want to sleep. But he said, I'm offering up. It's a sacrifice. Saul's sacrifice was not received. Although he offered up the sacrifice to God, it was not received, just like Cain and Abel. You know, the Bible says Cain killed Abel. So the sacrifice that Cain offered unto God, it was not received. But, you know, Abel's was. Why? Because it was a heart issue. So you said something so key. You said, I do it because I'm grateful. And I think sometimes people fall out of gratitude. And so they begin to serve because they have to. And I think that when you start to sacrifice because you have to, you have fallen out of love with Jesus. When we stay in that state of, you really touch my heart right now because I could feel God's presence. You really touch my heart because may we never forget why we do the things that we do. David, one of my heroes of the faith, he said something. He said, I will never give God anything that didn't cost me. He said, everything that I give him, let it cost me. You know, when they were going to give him a piece of land, he said, no, I'm going to buy it. He said, because, you know, here he was going to, you know, put like tombstones there. And he said, I will never, ever, ever give God something that didn't cost me. Think about that. That's powerful. There's power in sacrifice. You know, what are you sacrificing for God? Now, it's not an external thing. I believe it is a heart issue. That's why God did not receive Saul's sacrifice, because he was sacrificing externally, but his heart was so far away from God. It was not obeying God. It was not, you know, loving God. The second thing you said is that the presence increases. Yeah. So there is reward in sacrifice. There is. When you look at Elijah, and Elijah offered up sacrifice, before the fire fell on that altar, he offered up a lot of sacrifice. So what falls on somebody's sacrifice is the fire of God, the presence of God. Let me say it like this. The greater your sacrifice, the greater the fire you will carry. The degree of the sacrifice that you are willing to give to God. Look what Romans 12:2 says. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Meaning I no longer live for me. Meaning I live for God. Meaning this temple belongs to God. This means that, you know, yes, it's costly sometimes, right? Your time. But it has a big reward, and the reward is him. Oh, we get him, you know? And all the other stuff that comes along with that, thank you, Jesus. Yes. I didn't do it for that, though. I did it because you're my prize. You're my greatest reward. I get more of you. And so it's truly worth it. And so maybe you're going, well, how do I offer up sacrifice? Let me give you a few pointers here. You know, we can offer up sacrifice with our lips, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13. It says that we can offer up sacrifice with our lips. So in other words, we offer up praise to Him. We offer up worship to Him. You know, maybe I'm tired. You know, there's challenges throughout your day. But when you take time and offer up sacrifice with your lips, I love you, Lord. I thank you, God. You're beautiful, God. I want to be with you, God. You're offering up sacrifice with your lips. The second one is you sacrifice yourself. You know, you come in day in and week out, and you're offering up yourself. There's times where you've given me a report for intercession. I cry when I hear her reports, because when I hear her reports, she's in the presence, and she'll say, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to report this. She said, but God was here. God entered the room. What did you do? You had to wake up that Saturday. You had to give Him that time. You had to wake up early, earlier than you probably could have, because that's your day off. But you didn't. You came. You prayed. Who were you praying for? The people. You were praying for the body. You were praying for me. You were praying for my family. And that, God saw it as a sacrifice. You're literally on the altar. Offer up your body as a living sacrifice. So there's no more oxen. There's no bulls. There's no calves. There's no cattle that we put on an altar. We become the sacrifice for Him. Yes, Jesus already paid the price. He became the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I can be saved, so that you and I can be free. But that doesn't mean that the sacrifice ended. Yes, Jesus paid the price, but the Bible says, unless we're willing to die, right? Like a kernel of wheat, John chapter 12, it says, then we cannot live unless a person is willing to give up their lives. It's as if we try to save our lives, we're going to lose it. But if we try to, if we die, give up our lives for Him, it says, then we will have eternal life. So, you know, I don't know what your level of sacrifice is. Maybe you got caught up in something. Maybe you got caught up in the world. It's so easy to get caught up in the world. It's like the world will suck you, right? And it'll just, like a vacuum, just suck you back in. But when you live for God, the rewards are so much greater. When you live for God and you do it, you know, I always remind myself, Phoenix, every time I preach or every time I have to study, while others are out shopping, while others are out eating out, but yeah, you chose, you know, because you love Him. You chose, no, I'm going to fast today. I put the plate away because I want to be close to Him, because I want to feel Him. You know, when you choose that, there's great reward. I think that the greatest services that I have ever had is when I have pushed the plate away and I have said, God, I want more of You. And when I choose to study and pick this up and read and just learn and spend time with Him and worship and praise. Wow, those are the best times that I have had with God. So I don't know what your level of sacrifice is, but I believe that this week God is speaking to us about sacrifice. Sacrifice can also be monetary. Yeah. Our offerings and our tithes, you know, or going above and giving. Giving something extra that maybe could cost us, right? It could have been Starbucks. Oh, Starbucks. Oh, Starbucks. Or it could have been something else. But she chose to give it to God. That has huge, huge recompense. You know, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it reminds me, I believe it was Jehoshaphat, and he needed to win a war, and he needed to win a battle. And you know what he does? He offers up offering. So they all start giving offering at the altar so that he could win a battle. So think about that. You know, whatever the level of sacrifice you're in, maybe you've not given yourself like you should to God. Maybe you're not serving Him like you should. Maybe you've lost focus. Maybe the world sucked you in. Today's the day to evaluate your level of sacrifice. Right, Phoenix?
Yes.
I want you to pray for the people because I know you have power in prayer. In your lips, there's power in prayer. And I want you to pray for them so that their level of sacrifice can go to the next dimension.
Yes. Father, we just thank You, my God.
Yes, God.
Father, You are so worthy, God, that we give our time, Father. We give our lives to You, God.
Yeah.
Father, we thank You because, Lord, Father, we do not want to give You anything, God, that doesn't cost us,
yeah.
God. Father, you are good to us. And Father, we are praying for your people that they go to another level of sacrifice, God, that they sacrifice time, their heart, their thoughts, their lives. Father, we ask you that you just speak to your people, God, in this moment, God. And Lord, that they reflect, Father, that they reflect on their lives, God. And Lord, that they will reflect on where they have to give, God, more to you, God. Father, bring your people to the place, God, where, as your word says in Song of Songs, Lord, where it will no longer feel like a sacrifice any longer, God. Father, take your people to that place. And Father, we thank you. We thank you because you have been the greatest example of sacrifice. And how can we not give to you, Father? How can we not give our lives to you, God? Let your body, God, be a living sacrifice, God. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Powerful scripture you just said. You get to the place where it's no longer a sacrifice. Let me just end with this. Do you want to say anything else?
Well, that scripture, you said something that there's levels of sacrifice. And so you get to a place where something is no longer a sacrifice. But then you come to a place where it's like, oh man, there's something else I have to sacrifice. But I love that scripture because when you yield to God, it doesn't become a sacrifice any longer. And I believe God wants us to be in that place where it's no longer a sacrifice.
So it goes from sacrifice to delight.
Yes.
I get to.
Yes.
Not I have to, but I get to.
Right.
I end this. Everything that you do for God will not be in vain. Everything that you do for God will not be in vain. I love you guys. We feel God's presence here. We're about to have service, so we love you all. We'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.